The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Yo, welcome to the Make the Cut podcast. I'm your host, Jacques Leung, joined by
Zion Damji,
Linus Kang,
and Mark Rende.
And you just made the cut.
Welcome back to the Make the Cut podcast. It's a new season. We got new content for y'all, and I'm just super excited. But before we start, I want to ask, like, how are my fellow co-hosts doing?
We're good.
I've been good. I mean, new season. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a new member, new content, mm-hmm. and new series coming up. So you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, indeed. Hello, everyone. My name is Mark Rende. I'm one of the new hosts on Make the Cut for season 3. Excited to join my friends on this basketball podcast, former basketball player myself. Big fan of the Toronto Raptors. And one of my other roles within this group, I'm actually the manager of our Instagram page. I'm the social media manager. I make the graphics and make polls and stories for the Instagram page. Really like that job. So I'm happy to be here. Excited for season 3. Very excited.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome. Now that we're done with this tedious little intro, let's talk about what's been going on in the NBA. Obviously, we got our favorite teams. Me, Mark, Zion, the Raptors, Lakers. Linus. Lakers.
I hate the Lakers.
I mean, it's LeBron.
It's LeBron. I'm a Lakers fan because of LeBron, too. But our main team, the Toronto Raptors, we are based in Toronto. And then Linus got the Bucks. So like, why don't we start off with the Raptors? Like, how the Raptors been doing the past couple games?
We finally got a pizza party.
Yes,
sir. Mm-hmm. After the All-Star break, they won 3 straight against Brooklyn, Atlanta, and Indiana against Pascal Siakam. Mm-hmm. That Darko Rajakovic pizza party is going to be amazing. Amazing, Zion.
The offense has been like looking very, very polished. They got like some practices in, so they finally look like a more cohesive team. One of the biggest stories of the past few games has been Grady Dick. He's been amazing. Do you want to talk about that, Zion?
For sure. Grady Dick, I know a lot of people. I wanted Keontae George. I know Jacques.
Yeah.
Jacques was a fan of Keontae.
I honestly
too.
Still want Keontae because of potential.
And then Grady, you know, he didn't really help his case when he started off the season. He just did not look like he was ready to be in the NBA, but he got more strokes, and he just looks like a better player now. Mm-hmm. The past 5 games, he's averaged 14 points, which is very impressive.
Right.
But what's more impressive is his efficiency. Mm-hmm. He's shooting 62% from the field and 57% from 3. He is known as a shooter, as a sniper. We, like the Raptors, we really haven't had very good shooters in a couple of years now.
Yeah.
And even people who are known to be good shooters, they come to the Raptors, they forget how to shoot.
That's true. Right.
But Grady has been really putting it on for us, and he's looking good.
He's not, and he's low-key not even just a shooter. He's like, he's showing off-ball movement, really good cuts. His basketball IQ is really high. And honestly, his defense, he's starting to put it a little together. Like, he's not amazing, but he's like, he's not an absolute cone, I would say.
Yeah, and he has the potential. Like, he's so long.
Yeah, he has all the, like, tangibles and intangibles to be a great player in this league. I'm excited to see what he becomes in the future. Let's talk about the trio, the core that the Raptors are trying to build around.
BBQ.
BBQ, Scotty, IQ, RJ. Mark, what have you seen from them the past few games?
I mean, they've been playing pretty good since the All-Star break, but I think in general, with this core they're trying to build, even though they may not be the most talented team in the NBA right now, which their lack of talent is translating to obviously not being a contender, but I see a very positive foundation with this team. Like, even though they're at the bottom of the Eastern Conference, they seem like they like being together. They have a lot of positive chemistry. I like their attitude, just seeing behind the scenes footage and how they act, how they talk to each other. I see a really positive foundation with this team. They're just talent-wise, they're just not there yet.
Yeah, individually, Scotty Barnes recently got his first All-Star nod. He actually played pretty well in the All-Star game. We don't talk about some of those moments over the weekend, but, you know, the All-Star game itself, he was good.
Yeah, that was tough.
Against the Pacers, he notched a triple-double, 21, 12, 12, along with five blocks.
That was a horrible triple-double.
Nah.
According to our professor. According to our professor.
Which is crazy, because he shot 44% from the field, too.
It wasn't that bad. A lot of his misses were just chucked up threes.
Like, considering that it's 18 shots, too, it's not that bad.
Yeah, and then IQ right now, he's finally learning how to balance his scoring aggression as well as his playmaking. And then, of course, RJ, ever since coming home, he's been playing amazing basketball, scoring efficiently from both the paint and range. And his playmaking has really popped out.
My Mississauga brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the system has fit him, like, really, really well. beyond that, I mean, y'all want to talk about Jakob Poeltl or Kelly Olynyk Ochai? What have y'all seen from the other guys?
Ochai's nice off the bench, man. I always liked that Utah Jazz trade. I didn't like it when they traded my boy Dennis Schroeder.
Of course,
because I love my boy, the final. I mean, World Cup MVP, but
ball or nothing.
Yeah, a reference to one of our older shows, but that Jazz trade was nice, and Ochai played well against the Pacers. Mm-hmm. Ochai has a lot of upside. Olynyk, it just really helps their forward depth as well, which they had a problem with, and he's Canadian.
And he's just a great vet overall to have both on the court and in the locker room.
Especially for, like, we lost what, Thaddeus Young?
Yeah, we lost Thaddeus, a big veteran piece for us. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Ochai has looked really good. He's been shooting really well from the corner threes. He's finishing like with some strength. He's showing his athleticism. In defense, he's shown really good flashes. Against Trae Young, he played really good defense against Trae Young in that Atlanta game. So, yeah, Jakob, he's been great the last 10 games. He's actually been really good. 13 points per game, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks per game, 60% from the field, elite screen setting and rolling, and then elite defense anchoring the paint.
Yeah, we missed him when he was out.
Yeah.
Clobbered by every big man.
Because who else do they have, honestly, who can do it?
Chris
Boucher.
Facts.
Boucher doesn't even get minutes anymore.
Poor guy, man.
But yeah, that's what the Raptors have been up to.
I'm
what
surprised
about the Bucks?
That Bruce Brown's still on the Raptors, though. Yeah. I mean, I know the Bucks have actually been linked with Bruce Brown, and I think a lot of contenders would have went for Bruce Brown, but I don't know what Masai's cooking, but I'm pretty sure he has something in mind.
Yeah, speaking of contention, Linus, we're going to talk about your Bucks here. Over our Instagram page, at Make the Cut Graham, we recently had some polls on our story of contenders versus pretenders, asking about teams who are currently in the playoff picture, but asking our fans if those teams are actually going to make noise in the playoffs or not. And the Bucks were one of the teams we mentioned. They got a couple of votes for pretenders, but mostly it was contender votes.
Pretender votes are just haters. They're just haters.
What are your thoughts on the current state of the Milwaukee Bucks, Linus?
Well, not talking about the Bucks. We don't have to talk about mid no more. But the Milwaukee Bucks,
wow,
they had a rough start.
You called your own team mid.
They had a rough start, but I think with Doc Rivers coming in, we got a lot of hate.
Without Doc Rivers having to do anything.
But like, if I'm being honest, I mean Doc Rivers, he hasn't been that bad. If anything, he's been good for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Your defenses look good.
We have really good defense. Mm-hmm. Under Adrian Griffin, we only held our opponents to under 100 points only once.
Yeah.
After Doc, 6 games, he had 3. I think overall, the Milwaukee Bucks, they're clicking a little bit like better now, especially with Dame and Giannis. They can both have good games now, finally. It's not just one guy
they're
pop off and
out,
the other guy's like trying to figure it out. Like Dame's been averaging, you know, over 20 points per game over his last 5 games. I mean, he's getting assists as well. Speaking of assists, Giannis has been racking up a lot of assists, getting near triple-doubles or a triple-double himself.
Mm-hmm.
But Giannis, always efficient, always getting those 30 bombs. Dame, too, man. I'm just happy that the Milwaukee Bucks are doing better than under Griffin, in my opinion.
And Giannis is third in the league in scoring, isn't he?
Third or fourth.
He's top four.
Yeah. And when it comes to total points, he's second. I know that for sure. But other than that, I think the Bucks are still contenders.
I think they're contenders.
No matter how bad they do, if you have a team, if you have Giannis and Dame on the team with Dame too, you're still a contender. Mm-hmm. With Brook Lopez is still there. Obviously, he does nothing but block shots, but he's still really good.
Mm-hmm.
We can't replace him. Malik Beasley shooting lights out this season.
Sniping.
Man.
So yeah, I think there's guaranteed contenders in my opinion.
Yeah, they're still always going to have the best duo in any playoff series they're in. That's always going to be the best duo, Dame and Giannis.
Are we sure about that?
Yeah.
Maybe Jokic, Jamal?
I mean,
Jokic, Jamal.
Pound for pound, Jamal is nowhere near Damian.
Playoff Jamal? True. Playoff Jamal.
No, he's still not like quite Damian.
Dame does elevate in the playoffs too.
No, I feel like there's an argument to be had there, but that's an argument for another day. What were the other teams you had asked the fans?
We had the Indiana Pacers as well. If they were pretenders or contenders, and pretty much everyone said that they are pretenders. Yeah.
I think so too.
They're definitely pretenders. Their defense is very, very, it's just not good.
And I think a lot of people don't realize just because we call them pretenders don't.
It doesn't mean they're bad. They're not a bad team.
They're still good if they're getting these shouts. But
they have the best offense in the NBA. Their duo of Tyrese Haliburton and Pascal Siakam is a really good duo. They're still trying to figure things out. But overall, their team has a really, really potent offense. They have the best bench in the NBA statistically, points per game wise. And yeah, they're a really good offensive team. It's just their defense cannot hold up. And like when you got a team like Boston who could probably not shut down their offense, but like do enough to hold them down, their defense won't stack up. Like the Boston would just pour it on them. So
yeah. They're like a second round team at max.
Yeah, and second rounder.
Even like first round though, like they could face Milwaukee, Philly, or the Cavs.
That would be
the only chance they're beating any of those teams is if Philly doesn't have Embiid, right?
Philly without Embiid, and then maybe
Milwaukee. Because of the season, Milwaukee has been terrible against the Pacers.
But Philly, I believe, is 1.5 games out of the play-in tournament. So keep an eye out on them because they've been falling a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
basically, the Pacers are just like, they're not there yet, but they still have a ton of young players who are in a couple years are going to be really good. Like, think about a future big three, including Ben Mathurin, right? In one or two seasons, when Mathurin becomes an all-star, then that's going to be a really nice big three. Then they got Jairus Walker.
They got a nice core.
Yeah.
They got a really nice core. I think the thing about the Pacers is that Tyrese Haliburton, I feel like his scoring just isn't quite there yet. Like, I think he can, it's like there's some about his game that he's just lacking. He's lacking the mid-range game. He's lacking like the in-between game that I think a superstar needs
in the playoffs, especially.
Yeah, in the playoffs. So like once he figures that out, once he figures that out, he should be all right. But
yeah, and he's still on the younger side. That'll come.
Yeah.
What about the Heat then?
Pretenders. Absolutely pretenders.
The thing about the Heat is they're pretenders, but I think they could go to the finals, but just lose.
Yeah.
That's like the type of pretender they are.
Like they can push it really far. They're just never winning. Yeah, They'll just never win it.
I just don't think it's
They don't have enough. They use up all their gas before the finals, and then they're
gas in the finals.
Yeah, they're gas in the
finals. What about Philly if Embiid comes back?
Still pretenders. Still pretenders.
I don't trust Embiid in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
And then Maxie's nice, but he's still young. He's
and
still
experience
figuring
is so important.
Yeah, and then their depth is questionable too. Their depth is still questionable. With Kyle Lowry, it's still questionable.
Yeah, Philly's just in a Philly's in a weird spot, man.
Yeah, they are in a really weird
spot. It's like they've just been stuck in the second round limbo. Even though they got their up and coming superstar in Maxie, like Embiid is still untrustworthy, and like, are they ever actually going to get out of this limbo? I don't know.
No. What about two? These two are going to be tough. The Timberwolves and the Thunder.
I think both of them can
They're
go.
Both, too
both
young.
Of them can. No, I think both of them can go deep. I think at least one is going to the West Finals.
Yeah.
Yes.
But like
in terms of title threats,
I'm not sure yet. You just can't really know yet.
I think it really all depends. For the Thunder, I think Shea will be great. But I think the rest of the team will have to. Shea is good enough, I think, to be that number one guy now.
Yeah.
But the rest of the team is like, they're young. Chet, he's going to get bullied in the playoffs. That's just how it is. And then you got J-Dub. I don't know if he can be that second option.
Is he really going to average 18 in the playoffs now? I don't think so.
Like he's shown the flashes to be a great scorer, all-star level scorer in this league, but will it translate in the playoffs at age 21, 22? We don't know. Yeah. Their depth is really young, so I don't know. The Timberwolves, Ant still has to. Ant is really good, but he needs to be more consistent.
And will Cat show up?
And then will Cat show up?
And Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert.
How will he? How will they play him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's overall. Yeah. I don't know. But they do have the depth. They do have the talent.
All right, guys. So we're gonna do an Aura draft now. If you guys don't know what Aura is, let me define it for you guys. So it's a combination of intimidation, play style, domination, but most importantly, looks. All right. So we're gonna do this in a 2v2 format, and it's gonna be me and Linus versus Jacques and Mark. We're gonna draft 5 players each plus a 6th man. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a 12-player pool. Current players only.
Yeah, current players.
And Aura is current state Aura.
Yeah, current Aura. Yeah. Current so year like, Aura. Current season Aura.
Draymond Green. Sorry, yeah. Buddy.
So, Mark, do you want to start us
yeah,
off?
Yeah, the rookie gets the first pick. Rookie gets the first pick.
Okay, so yeah, Aura is the vibes of a player. There's the vibes that they giggle off. Are they a cool person or are they just kind of boring?
Lame, yeah.
So, with me and Jacques' first pick,
yeah,
I am going to take... Someone with a lot of aura, who I think. Are you okay, Zion?
Please take one of the two I'm excited. Thinking about. Please take one of the two
I'm going to take at point guard from the Utah Hurry. Jazz.
What?
Jordan Clarkson.
No. This guy's selling my draft.
Clarkson, are you kidding baby.
Hey, I'm on the clock. Everybody be quiet.
This guy's selling my draft.
Hold on. If he's doing a sleeper pick...
Former sixth man of the year.
Yeah, do a sleeper pick, bro.
My Southeast Asian king.
Okay, no, we'll put him on the bench.
Mine isn't as sixth bad man. As his, but I want to get a sleeper pick in here just for the fun. Oh, I'm going to put at my power forward.
Oh, no.
Paolo Banchero.
Banchero?
Banchero. I wish it... Paolo Banchero.
No, he does not have aura.
He ain't got aura.
It's
bro.
A sleeper pick. It's a sleeper pick.
It is a sleeper pick.
I mean, he chose Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah. Well, Jordan Clarkson kind of got
Clarkson does
score,
have aura, though.
He got a nice play style.
The tats.
You know what I'm saying?
The braids.
Yeah, he got it.
Okay, we'll play on.
Gilas Filipinas.
Okay. So for this next pick.
Yeah, what do you got, Sean?
You know what? I was going to take this guy, but I'm going to move Jordan Clarkson to the bench. And I'm my point guard. I'm going to take the person with the most aura in the NBA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Mr. Canadian.
Yeah.
Hamilton's own.
The real Captain Canada, bro. It's not Kelly Olynyk, bro. It's Shai.
It's not
Shai.
Kelly Olynyk?
Nah, it's Shai. Come on now.
Okay, Zion.
Good pick.
Okay.
Hey, I think there's this one position that's really weak, Zion. But
I think
there is one player left.
Let's go for the weak position. No, I think we need to switch it up a little bit. Hold on. Can we switch that language? Bonjour. You know what I mean?
What is he? Oh,
we're
no.
Going
hold on.
With Victor.
Yeah.
Wembanyama.
Wemby's a good pick. Wemby does have aura. Wemby does have aura. I can't even lie.
That's not bad.
That is a good pick.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's up to you now, okay. Mark. Back
all
to
right,
you.
So we got...
Come on, bro. There's
two
a clear,
guards.
There's
a clear how about pick. I pick another guard?
What?
I'm joking.
Thank God. Oh.
No. Come on, bro. There's a clear number
so
one.
So there's this old person, but I don't want him.
What?
So
No.
At power forward.
No, what are we doing?
At power, no, don't worry. At power forward.
No.
From the Milwaukee Bucks.
No.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm not mad at that.
I think I got.
I'm not mad at that.
I might do a boring pick then.
I think I
Should
got
I just
one
do
better.
The obvious pick?
Yeah, you could go for it.
Who is the obvious pick, bro?
Come on.
I want to say that, but I mean, I'm going to just go for LeBron.
No, I'm going to just go for.
If you take my king, I'm taking your king. If you guys take my king, I'm taking your king.
He's not my king.
He should be your king.
All right, Jacques.
All right, with my next pick.
Our next pick.
Yeah, my bad. You want?
Please.
I'm taking another guard.
Yes,
I'm taking no, Wardell Stephen yeah. Curry.
Okay,
aura, bro. That's aura. That's aura. What are you? What's wrong with you, bro?
I'm kidding. He's
Curry
like,
is
he's so
Curry got
no Curry.
So
Curry got a crazy aura. Top tier aura.
His looks.
His looks. His play style.
Play style
like,
everything.
On.
Everything.
Yeah. Come on now.
So are we moving Shai to the two then?
No, move keep Curry at two.
Okay.
He's our two guard.
Save our team.
I think I'm gonna have to come in clutch. You know, if you're on TikTok. Like I am.
No.
You know.
No, please don't.
you know, no, bro, I don't know what the song that they use, but the smoothest player.
Oh my god, the smoothest players, bro.
This guy's like what, 32, and he's still got a crispy lineup.
His hairline is crispy.
Yeah, his hairline is
such crazy. A handsome man, 6'8", amazing player, unguardable. Paul George.
So you just took another small forward.
Yeah. I mean, Paul George can play shooting.
Yeah, he can play a lot.
Yeah,
he can
like
play
there was better people on the board.
Paul George.
Honestly, that's not that good.
I mean, if there are better players, let's see who you pick.
Yeah, ooh, we're gonna take his teammate, who's gonna lock him up, Kawhi Leonard, small forward.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I thought you were.
I think Paul George is.
Hey, Paul George is the young kid's goats now.
I mean, the thing is, Paul George like is 50% of Paul George is just aura, bro.
Okay, but Kawhi, all of Kawhi's aura, he's the cyborg, bro.
Yeah,
he's the claw. You saw LeBron was scared of him when LeBron was getting guarded by him in San Antonio.
Kawhi, Kawhi
is mad aura. Like yeah, he doesn't have to be loud. He's the claw. He's the cyborg.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is our second last and my last pick. We need a guard, but a lot of guards are gone. Okay, if it's just based off of aura, there's two that I'm thinking of, but I'm just gonna go with this guy, Mr. What time is it? Mr. Dame Dollar, bro. It's Dame time.
I ain't even gonna lie. His aura this season has been kind of mid.
He literally just complained about being lonely in Milwaukee, bro. That was taken out of context, bro. Come on, bro. Come on. He commented on
Yo, that's thing. Minus aura,
oh
bro.
Oh, my God. I just have to take Dame. I just have to take him. Milwaukee. Okay. I can't take Chris Middleton.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can't. All right. Low key.
Now it's their last pick. Jacques, finish off strong.
So you have a center that we need.
Can Giannis play center?
He can play center.
In
that final run, he played center.
Okay, let's move Giannis to center.
I have a player that I'm thinking about, but I don't know if that's a, I don't know if that's a good idea. Would that
No,
would that work?
No,
it wouldn't work.
Actually, do you want to just take a just take a center who can catch lobs?
Yeah. Okay. Which one should I do? Okay. With our last pick to fill the center spot, we're taking Nick Claxton. He got aura. Come on now. Nick Claxton. He got aura. Nah.
That's crazy.
Have you seen him?
He's opium.
He's straight opium. He's good looking. He's good at basketball. He can defend. He can catch lobs. Claxton got it, bro. Claxton got aura, bro. Are you tripping?
He's going to be catching those lobs from Shea and Steph.
Yeah.
Okay. All day.
Come on now.
So we need a six man. So it can be anybody, really.
Finish up strong.
It can be anybody, really.
Finish the podcast strong.
I'm going to go with the guard.
Oh, no.
And it's one of these two.
It's probably going to be this guy.
I think I got to do it, man. I'm booked.
That's a good pick.
Devin Booker
is a good pick.
Will be my sixth man.
All right. Kawhi's locking him up though.
Okay, let's go over our team. So Zion and I, we drafted Dame, Paul George, LeBron, Paolo Banchero, Victor Wembanyama, and Devin Booker.
Banchero, bro, that's a hilarious pick.
Banchero is a terrible
If you've been listening to this podcast, you know I sell picks. That Al Horford pick is still a pretty good pick, bro.
And then me and Jacques' team. A point guard. We got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from Hamilton, Ontario. Stephen Curry.
Curry.
Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He's got the most aura.
Nicholas Claxton. And off the bench, Mike King, Jordan Clarkson.
Yo, King of the Philippines, bro.
I mean, it's up for them to decide, though. Yeah. I think it's a pretty...
I mean, Clarkson already won six man of the year.
I mean, aura is a personal preference.
Yeah,
so.
it is.
It depends on how you determine aura.
So it's going to have a lot of divided opinions.
This is a fun little draft.
That's where all the fun's at.
So, yeah, now that we're wrapped up with the draft, we're going a little bit, you know, over time. So that will just about do it for the first episode of season 3 of the Make the Cut podcast. We'd like to thank you guys once again for listening. But before we leave, make sure to go and check out our Spotify as well as our Instagram account. What is it, Mark?
At Make the Cut Gram. Make the Cut Gram.
Yeah, go check it out. We post on our stories. We just post regular posts like teasers, whatnot. And yeah, man, we would love to get your engagement. So that just about does it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in, and Make the Cut is out.
Bye.